Happy birthday.
Thank you, Trey.
Did we mention it last week?
I don't know.
Did we?
August 27th, whenever that was to you guys.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we said it. It was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now it is not. Thank you. Happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you.
Just, you know, I don't want to miss it. Let's get it out of the way now.
That's always good. Yeah. I'm not a birthday guy, so I think it's nice to tell someone happy birthday about once a month.
Just in case.
Happy birthday.
I didn't forget. Yeah. It's coming up, isn't it?
What? You go, nothing. One of these days you're going to go, it's 2 weeks from now.
You're like, I know. I know.
How long have we known each other?
What day exactly 2 weeks from now, though? Like, do you mean exactly 14 days or?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know. Okay.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, celebrated it in Hawaii. Which is fun. Always, it's kind of fun to celebrate a birthday in like a vastly different time zone. Like, It felt like my birthday for about 26 hours.
That's a good point.
7 p.m. Phone's blowing up.
Right.
Not even my birthday
Not
yet.
Your birthday
yet. But on the mainland it is. That was nice.
Okay, so you had people blowing you up at midnight. How many birthday texts do you get?
Right now my computer shows we're at 145 unread texts right now, so not bad.
What? Is that typical, or do you think 30 was special?
I think I'm just killing it. I think it doesn't matter. All right. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you think 30 is going to be special for you?
No, because I get my birthday's not on Facebook, so. I firmly believe if your birthday gets off your Facebook account that everyone has, you're not getting any birthday.
Your birthday doesn't exist anymore.
No. So my birthday doesn't exist. That's great. My 30th, we're going to try to do something, but haven't. Because we both turn, Katie and I both turn 30 next year. So we'll do something. But it's tough because I'm already, some friend of mine was like, let's go to Mexico for my 30th. I got like 38 people turning 30 next year that I could celebrate with.
So yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well, and Mexico is kind of the same time zone, so that wouldn't even make sense.
I was like, what's the point of that?
What is the point? Yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's think this through.
Turks and Caicos? I mean, sure, but it's like 1 hour ahead. That's right. Not enough. We got to go further.
Do you like getting that many texts? Or is it?
It kind of... I never complained about this out loud because I would feel like a psychopath, like an ungrateful person, but... I was already on vacation, and I was telling you today when we were just chatting, most active vacation I've ever been on. Like, just always doing stuff. I loved it. It's the way I like to do it, but I was already not on my phone, and then I'm also, like, the driver, so I'm driving us everywhere, so then much more time not on my phone, and then in the midst of that, you get a birthday. I'm so behind on everything. So it kind of like, I know there's so much going on my cell phone, and I want to respond to it, but I can't.
Know what I'm going to do for my 30th? I'm really going to do this.
No.
You text me happy birthday, just know that I appreciate it. I'm not going to respond.
So, yeah, I haven't responded to any of them yet. It's been like 4 days.
Oh, you have? Well, okay. I thought I was coming with a cutting edge like approach, and you were a jerk.
That's why I have 145 unread texts.
I thought maybe just on the computer, but on the phone. Okay. Well, yeah, at this point, if I text someone happy birthday and 5 days later they go, thanks, I'd say, I take it back. That's what I
should do. I just do it throughout this podcast? Just like, yeah. Thanks, man.
Just, yeah. Give three or four people really kind of like,
scroll down here.
Yeah, just a really short thanks. Or what could you say?
Here's a guy I barely talked to. He said, happy B-Day, bro. People love, like, they'll go out of the way to text it, but God forbid they spell out the whole thing.
Yeah.
HBD, man.
HBD, okay. Man.
Hey,
yeah.
THX, dude.
Yeah. He said B-Day, say T-Y.
T-Y, just bro.
Respond T-Y. T-Y, bro. That's what he deserves. Oh, I'm just going to not respond.
5 days later, just one word. Thanks.
I like, because you see people do that sometimes where they'll post like a Facebook status or a story like, to everyone wish me happy birthday, thank you. Which is just their way of being like, I don't got to respond to all these.
Yeah, I've done my part. I put a Facebook status out.
I finally stopped texting happy birthday to distant relatives of mine my mother would remind me about.
You've started saying no to that? No, thanks.
Yeah, I don't. It's like, your great aunt, 73 today. Like, I haven't seen Carla in a long time.
All right, I texted a few people.
HBD, Carla. What? Who is this? Oh, you got them back? You texted a few back.
One just said, like, Jake, this is on last Friday. Jake, is it your birthday? And I just texted back. It was on August 27th. That's nice and confusing.
Yeah, that is.
Well, I don't mean today.
Yeah. That's the worst. When someone on your birthday goes, is it your birthday? I want to say, are you about to be blocked in my phone? All right, we're going to wait for him to be responded. So we'll roll music. In the meantime, Correct Opinion is back for another episode. Roll music.
Correct Opinion. Correct Opinion.
Do you have any, like, surprise texts?
Oh, yeah. Like, people...
You're like, wait.
How did...
Why'd they text me?
Now that I'm going through it. Like, one of them was, remember your old realtor?
Realtor, yeah.
Realtor.
That's a good realtor. Keep it, yeah, casting a wide net.
I'm not even a client, though. She's your realtor.
Could be. Hey, not to her.
Yeah.
Always be closing. Always be client-seeking. ABCs.
Always be congratulating.
Always be congratulating.
On birthdays.
Yep.
That's
Those
her.
Those are the ABCs of real estate.
So, thank you, Jane.
That's good.
I'll just respond to her here. Thank you, Jane. Yeah. She's probably...
Thank you. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's great. Yeah. The birthdays, it becomes a real chore. I want to... but Hawaii was good.
Oh yeah, Hawaii was awesome. If you're thinking about it, it's probably better than where you live, so go there for a week. That's my advice.
Probably.
It is so, so great.
Well, do they make you wear masks there?
They make you wear masks a lot there.
Well, then it ain't better than the great state of Texas.
Yeah, I got denied service at a food truck, like an outdoor food truck. Like, where's your mask, sir?
Yeah,
I said, like, in Kansas. Can I get a burrito?
Could I just stand 10 feet away and yell my order?
Yeah. You can toss it to me. I don't care.
That is a funny one.
I had to prove that I was healthy to get here. Is that not enough for
you? Did you ever try the, like, can I just put my shirt over my...
Those people annoy me. I don't want to be that guy.
It's like, does this work? Can I just walk? And they a lot of times say no. I'm like, I don't. None of this makes sense to me at this point.
Yeah.
Just give me a burrito.
Just.
So you had to go, no burrito.
I was, I just kept walking around until I could either find a mask or find someone that would serve me food. Because my mask was in the minivan and I wasn't near the minivan. Classic Hawaii problems. Yeah, but no, it was great. It was a fun trip. I went flyboarding, which, if you're familiar with the superhero, the Green Goblin, or just familiar with flying in the air via jet propulsion, that's what it is.
That was really fun.
It was very fun.
It was a great way to break your neck or something.
It was.
It's one of the
more expensive, like, tropical ways to get a concussion, I would say.
That's nice.
One interesting thing, though, is it's this huge business. You know, they're just cranking out money, just, you know, flyboarding people all day long. And so I'm talking to the guy in the jet ski. You know, he's like, give me some lessons. All right, you know, keep your knees pretty bent, do this, do that. I'm like, dude, I bet you're, like, pretty solid at this thing. Like, how often do you do this? Like, are you, like, throwing backflips? He's like, never done it.
Yeah. I'm in a wheelchair, man.
Why do you think I ride this jet ski?
Yeah.
This is my car.
Just get on the flyboard. He said, I've never done it?
I was like, you've never done it? He's like, no, we work 7 days a week. I was like, I can't even imagine just, like, I'm imagining, like, a waiter at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Just arms crossed, staring at you from across the room. I bet it's good, huh?
Yeah.
I've never had it. It looks awesome, like, though.
You could hop on it for five minutes.
Yeah.
Do you want to bite?
Just take some of my food.
Don't have time.
No, can't. I work too hard.
Working here every day. Every day without fail.
You've
the
never
whole time.
Once, like, thought maybe I should try this out.
I'm here. It opens. We're serving the customers. It closes. There's not. I'm like, could I try a burger? They're like, get out of here. And I'm dying to try those chicken crispers.
I was like, you can't just stay after work 10 minutes one day? You, like, know how it works.
Like, one day.
Trade off with a friend.
One day you might be like, I should give this a whirl.
Yeah. You just, nope, never done it.
Nope.
2 years, 7 days a week. Love my job. Haven't done it, though.
Love my job. Sit here.
Like, what other jobs would you just never, ever partake in, like, what you're doing?
Yeah, I feel like that's, you want a guy who's like, okay, you're steering this thing and training me. Like, how is he, like, make sure you keep your knees bent? He has no idea. Hey, easy on the... Hey, those wings we have here are very spicy, so you want to make sure you take your time with those. Don't touch the eyes. How spicy are they? I have no idea.
Could not tell you.
I've never had them.
I never even really had spicy food, so I don't even really know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I've heard it sucks.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, just like your car salesman is Amish and rides a buggy.
Yeah.
Now, this thing's got a great transmission on it. Which I'm pretty sure that's like when the horse goes faster.
Mm-hmm.
When the horse goes from slow to fast.
Yeah.
I think.
What, sir? Are you fixing the engine? You've never driven a car?
Yeah.
Too busy.
Too busy.
Too busy fixing them to drive them.
I sleep here. I eat here. I thought that was so fascinating. It really threw me off.
I've been going to a new dentist in COVID who wears a mask. Maybe she has no teeth.
Maybe. Yeah.
That would make sense these days. She smiles at me with no teeth.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Are you fixing mine? Who's fixing yours?
No wonder you're a dentist. It's like a fetish at this point. You want what you can't have.
Yeah. That is strange. You've got to do the thing you're fixing or training.
You have to.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the guy's first day on the job.
I feel like half my teachers grew up were dumber than half the
without
classroom.
Education. Yeah.
So that'll happen. The gym teacher. That guy couldn't throw a dodgeball.
Yeah, for the reason he sat out.
Yeah.
That's what he did all of high school too.
Right.
Or just like a male OBGYN. Mm-hmm. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
Do you have to like prove that you're gay? Or like how does that
work?
I don't know
how that works. They gotta be blind.
Like a negative sexuality test before you go in.
Right.
I don't know. Or blind.
Yeah, which would cause other complications, but...
I don't know what I'm grabbing here.
Ma'am, I don't want you to worry. I am blind. So nothing, no funny business.
I'll put your mind at ease.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
So if you'll hike yourself up here...
I'm going to spread something.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out.
Okay. Wow, that's unusual.
Actually, you know what?
I never really felt that's my knee, sir.
You know what? I'm going to take the pervert with 20/20 vision, actually.
Yeah.
I think I might prefer that.
Somehow was better. The blind gynecologist.
That's funny.
Well, I got back from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You were gone, too.
Vegas. Wish I could have honeymooned in Vegas. Is there a better place in Vegas?
No.
Vegas and Hawaii. Those are the two.
And Branson. Yes.
Those are the top three.
The big three. Those are the big three.
Tough.
Yeah.
It's got what you need, man. Golf. Food, pool.
You love pools. Tell everyone how much you love pools.
Love pools. This is kind of a fun little story. Some of us went golfing, and then a few of the guys stayed back because they're not really golfers, and they're chilling at the pool. Yeah. And we call, like, you know, I was itching to get back. I can't wait to see the rest of my friends. We hit the pool, just had a nice day on the golf course. And we FaceTime, and he's... You know, guys are always just giving each other a little razz. He's like, don't come back. There's an active shooter. And I was like,
Okay, jeez.
I was like, this would be the guy to make a bit, like do a joke like
and
that.
And it's like, that's all right, not even that funny.
He's like, I'm not kidding.
Oh. Go,
what? He's like, well, we're safe, but we'll call you back. Hang up. So I'm like.
You're on the golf course being like, hey, guys.
We're at our Uber's on the way. We finished. And they're like, don't come. Cancel the Uber. So. I'm like, what? And, some of the other guys are contacting the other guys there. They're like, yeah, they're all saying it. They're freaking out. So immediately I'm on Twitter and stuff. Nothing's popping up on Twitter. And we finally kind of get a hold of them. And they're like, we're at a restaurant down the street. Like, there's a lot of people here freaking out. And pretty quickly they were able to, like, call police or get confirmation that it was truly everyone in the pool thought that's what happened.
Okay.
There was a scare and just a bunch of balloons popped. And caused a panic.
Dang it. Lindsay.
It's insane. Who popped? I've just imagined the people just throwing like a party in the corner, like, woo! And they like somehow, like,
oh no, we let the balloons
get
go.
Some balloons in too hot a sun or something. Just pop, 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 pop. And everyone's just, ah! And they just run. You're like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if those people get arrested. I don't know what happens. But that, I mean, our poor friends were pretty frazzled for like an hour or two. They're like, oh my gosh, dude, we thought we were running for our lives.
And, I mean, Vegas, I mean, went like 3 years ago. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's kind of... We're just like, that sucks that we're in a space where balloons pop and everyone's like, someone's shooting at me.
At the pool.
But yeah, that was an interesting twist on the day, but all good. The balloons didn't get them.
Everyone's safe.
Yeah, everyone's safe. And it was funny because in the hotel room we stayed at, Red Rock Casino hooked us up. And as we entered, they just put... four balloons that spelled my name, Trey.
Nice.
So we came back in the room and I was just like, get them out of
get
here.
Get the balloons out. You never
get
know.
Get the balloons out
Can't
of here.
Can't be too careful. What are these, AK
disrespectful.
Balloons?
Disrespectful. And then someone was drinking bullet bourbon.
Not cool, man. Like,
yeah.
Come on,
dude. Not right now.
Please. I've been through enough.
Yeah.
I got a scary
these poor guys.
Text earlier. Not today. No. I got a text back.
Okay.
So to the girl I said, it was... Jake, is it your birthday? It was on August 27th. She said, well, I texted you on the 27th. So thanks for getting back to me, I guess. Happy birthday, old fart.
Old fart?
That's my friend Katie.
Of course. You should keep it going. She's like, now she's like throwing it back on you. She texts you on your birthday. Is it your birthday? Which is the wrong text. If there's one thing to never text someone on their birthday is it your birthday?
What was I supposed to say? Yep.
So you go, it wasn't, and now she's throwing it on you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It wasn't. Well, I mean, well, I texted you then. I said, I mean, well, you didn't get it right. You weren't confident.
You didn't know.
You didn't know, Katie.
Katie, get together, young fart.
Yeah, you young little, you young shart. By the way, that's a young fart to you. I'm 30.
Young shart. Do you think that's more of a, like, SoundCloud rapper name or like weird couple's pet name? Where do you see that phrase going? This is my, ooh, my little young shart.
Yeah, I think that's probably better. That's what someone would do.
I had to throw around some pet names on this trip. We were talking to this woman. You know, there's kiosks everywhere. They're trying to sell you dolphin swimming, you know, snorkeling, whatever. We were talking to this woman about a luau. Turns out, first of all, luau's are the most expensive thing you can buy in America. Who knew? Yeah. She's like, well, we are running a deal. If you were married.
It's like, if I wanted to pay to watch a bunch of people shake the booty, it's $5 in OnlyFans.
Yeah. I could find like a Hawaiian themed OnlyFans creator. I'm sure they're out there. Yeah. But she was like, well, there's a pretty decent discount tonight if you bring your girlfriend or your wife. And I was like, oh my gosh, did you not know? And so me and my little sugar plum just really put on quite the act in front of the woman. And she totally knew that I have barely dated anyone in 8 years. I don't know how. She could totally see right through it.
Oh, but this girl right here is my girlfriend. She's like, sir, no, she's not. Like, the most offensive thing ever.
No, she is. Look, don't you think I could land a girl like her?
Young Shar, tell her. Tell her, young Shar.
Tell her about the dates.
So it was a friend of yours on the trip with all y'all, and you're like, oh, perfect, this is my girlfriend.
No, this is
great.
The girl
was just like, that's not.
Really? Yeah, she's like, well, you'd have to, you know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, am I getting like citizenship here? I just want to go to a luau, save $20.
Didn't know I was getting my tax form.
Take you back there. I go through a questionnaire, you know.
Yeah, so.
What's his, she's like, come on, this isn't your sister. Get out of here, sir.
Sir, I listen to the podcast. This girl looks nothing like you. Yeah. There's no way this could be your girlfriend.
Right.
She has brown hair.
Yeah, that's a brutal reality check. All good.
Yeah, another thing I just thought of was on this sign, it's a different kiosk, but yeah, it's like snorkeling, parasailing, whatever. And then it says dolphin chase, which I've seen those words individually, never seen them thrown together. That gets my attention, walking down the sidewalk.
Dolphin chase.
Okay, now tell me about this $40 dolphin chase. This guy snaps back at us. I'm not kidding, snaps. You don't chase the dolphins. The dolphins chase you. You're in a boat. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Did I say I chase dolphins?
I feel like I can't be the first person to make this mistake, right? Dolphin chase.
How can he make me swim as fast as a dolphin? For $40, this sounds too good to be true. You just change it to $400 and just people start flying in from all over. It's like, I'll pay it. I could chase dolphins. Chase you! You ever seen a dolphin?
They linked up with the flyboard guys. It's like, now if you can hold your breath for 8 to 10 minutes, we'll strap this baby to your feet and you can go 40 miles an hour. Well, that's not a price, sir. That's a miles per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could chase the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
as fast as a marlin.
Turns out this guy was just, quote unquote, messing with you guys. And that's why he pulled out a knife from his cash register.
After he got upset, he's like, if one more white person comes in here.
Yeah.
Claiming I can make him chase dolphins.
True story. He pulls out a knife from the cash register and said, you don't chase the dolphins. And we're like, we didn't know.
Yeah,
he's
like, okay.
I'm just messing with you guys.
I didn't order the cashier chase. How much does that cost to not partake in?
How much to not chase me while I run home?
Yeah.
I'll pay you $40 for that.
Yeah. Looks like you're trying to stab me.
Yeah. I must not know the Hawaiian word for chase. I must be pronouncing it wrong.
Get some acai bowls.
My first 4 days, I had one per day. I was on a really heavy streak. And I was like, wait, I think I'm spending $13 for a meal that does nothing for me. As far as filling up my stomach. So I'm going to stop this.
It's not the most appealing looking thing. Once you kind of eat it down.
Once the top layer of straws go away, then it's just purple soup.
It's just only in America, only white people could get fooled to be like, hey, let's make up a smoothie, but we serve it to you in a bowl with a spoon.
And it's so expensive.
And we just double the price.
It's crazy.
People will love it.
I don't even know what I'm paying for. Just like two.
It's a smoothie.
Yeah. But not even
fruits.
Yeah.
Nothing. Acai. Did you get variations of these, or did you just get the same?
I went to four different places, so that's good for me. Yeah, that was doing pretty solid. But I would generally get the same thing. Right. And I learned to get extra granola. That's kind of what fills you up a little bit. So, you know, I was trying. Right. But I had cacao nibs for the first time.
Those are fun.
I had my weekly, like, bombing, and or not weekly bombing, but like a joke bombed in front of someone. You know, I'm due for about one of those a week. Uh-huh. I said, I think the woman asked me if I liked cacao nibs. And I said, oh, yeah, I've always been a big fan. You know, on Instagram, sometimes I use the hashtag free the nibble.
You said that while you were ordering?
I said that.
Okay, and the cashier, was there another cashier chase? Yeah, all right. She brought out a knife herself. And everywhere I went,
we were building like a rapport. Each other,
beware, there's some comedian running around. Yeah, I know. He made jokes about the dolphin.
That's the guy who wanted to ride on the back of a dolphin, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Like, he thought he was Mermaid Man. He's trying to run a modest business here on an island.
Aquaman thinks he's real funny.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh my gosh. We've never seen a guy eat so much acai. He'll be easy to spot.
He will be probably my somewhere goodness. On the beach, either running into the yeah. into it to poop in
he
it.
He's running around calling girls his girlfriend. It is just a nightmare.
Yeah, I heard him call a girl young shark. Switch that.
Yeah, this guy's out of control. Wow, quite so a week for you.
There's some stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's not even close to the highlights. Those are just stuff that I knew you would be able to make fun of me for. So
we were playing video blackjack, which is one of the most fun things I've played. So me and all my friends, we'd each get like a station, and it's like us against the dealer. And the dealer was a rotating group of East Asian women.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I don't know if they're Chinese, Korean, Japanese. I'm working on distinguishing that.
It's tough.
But they're all like the same height, very similar looking, and with masks on.
Dude, oh, I have a story.
And so that's funny, though. I'm pretty good with faces and names. My buddy who I was there with, the worst out of it. He's a friendly guy. He's like, what's your name, man? What's your name? She's like, I'm Tammy. He's like, all right, Tammy, let's get some good ones. Let's get some good ones. And these people would rotate.
Oh, no.
And he'd be like, all right, Tammy. And then she's like, no, I'm Amy. He'd be like, what? And then these girls started to mess with him. And I knew the whole time. And I'm like joining them. And so they're like, no, that's Tammy. And he's like, oh, you said you're actually Tammy's pointing her going like, no, that is Tammy. And they're messing with him and like giggling in their own language.
Oh no.
And he's like, who's Amy? Who's Tammy? I can't figure it out.
Stop giggling in Korean.
Oh, this is humiliating.
And you got to go Michael Scott. You got to mark the arm.
Mark the
arm. That's the only way.
I need some help here. Yeah, that was great to watch a couple of blackjack dealers just completely make us all feel stupid. Again, another story of white people just failing in touristy environments.
We had a pretty similar situation. My roommate Isaac, who went to Maui with us, he tore through his shoes. He went to Walmart to buy a new pair of shoes.
Tore through his shoes?
Yes.
Doing the dolphin chase?
Yeah. He was trying on land.
Yeah.
And they are way faster.
Yeah, way faster. I mean, whoa.
So, you know why he tried. Yeah. But he's buying new shoes from Walmart. And I've seen this at like Costco or Sam's Club, but we were not prepared for it at Walmart. As he's leaving, they're like, sir, do you have your receipt? And he's like, oh, I already threw it away.
Oh, I've always wondered what would happen if I threw it away.
Welcome to
our world. Yeah, I'm so excited because I feel like it's going to really tick me off.
So he's like, oh, snap, I already threw it away. And so the woman is like, well, why don't you just like point out the woman who like assisted you, and then we'll go up and like, you know, she'll confirm whether or not you paid for it or not. So Isaac's like, okay, yeah, great, no problem. Looks across the Walmart floor, and it is nothing but 5 foot tall Asian women in masks.
Yeah.
Poor guy now has to point out who he thinks helped him. And
boom, 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 boom.
He doesn't do a great job. Yeah. I'll say that. He goes up to one. Okay, her. Definitely her. All right, let's go right up. It's her. Goes up to this woman. Did you help this man? No?
No.
Okay, all right. Not her.
Well,
okay.
I swear it was her. Okay, it's definitely her. She was my second choice.
Okay, no, not her. Sorry, that's who I almost went
Tammy?
To.
Tammy?
All right, it's this other woman. And he eventually got it, but it was just, it was like a sketch, like out of a movie scene or something. Just like, yeah, just go ahead and point out which one it was. It's like, and that's like a pretty, you know, that's kind of the genetic makeup of Hawaii. So it wasn't that uncommon. It was just, you do not want to find yourself in that situation.
Right. That's great. So they've like the fourth try. They
Third time. He got it.
And finally, they just went, yeah, he bought shoes and you could leave.
Yep.
That's weird. And these people, they do this receipt thing. I did it recently where, this is kind of embarrassing, I was leaving somewhere where, I've only seen that at Costco, but I was leaving, I think, Walmart or something, as I got your receipt. I go, no, I don't have it. I assume you need to go. Have a nice day. And he goes, you don't, I mean, we need it. And then I pulled it out of my pocket and handed it to him. It's like, you called my bluff. And then I bought like 17 things and he just kind of looks up and down. I mean, he's not actually checking.
Yeah, if you have a full cart of stuff. Or is that, it's like.
Oh, it was when I bought all the crap for the proposal shoot. Oh, really? So I had a fake diamond ring in there. I had a couple hammocks, a couple tiki torches, all the stuff. He didn't fact check that.
I get it if it's like Black Friday and there's a ton of electronics in your cart. But like, Is grocery thievery like cutting Costco's bottom line? Like, just let them have it. They're already paying you monthly.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't work in the grocery store. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
We'd love to.
Let's get to a little triggered.
Okay.
Been too long.
I got some stuff.
Triggered. I saw this floating around the internet. It was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. Because this triggered me. We've all been familiar with or heard of no shows at a wedding or an event.
Ooh,
right? And people, you know, it's kind of classic. It's like, hey, you said you were coming. We bought your meal. You didn't show up. I'm just saying, that's pretty rude. Every wedding's ever had that. This person sent invoices to the people.
Oh my gosh.
No show, guest. Wedding reception, dinner, no show. This invoice is being sent to you because you confirmed seat at the wedding reception during the final headcount. The amount above is the cost of your individual seat because you didn't call or give us proper notice that you would not be in attendance. This amount is what you owe for paying your seat in advance. You can pay via PayPal. Let us know which works best for you and thank you. $120.
$120 for not going to a wedding?
That's what it costs, bro.
That's unreal.
That is not, yeah. $75, $100.
I'm going to start looking at going to weddings differently. Like I'm getting paid to go there.
Maybe, I think that's a problem with so many people. They don't understand. Yeah.
I do not understand.
It's not, yeah. $50, $75, $100, $120, more.
Man, it sounds like these people probably, do you know how many invoices they sent out?
No, but I'm proud of them. Because that's what I want to do. I was saying too, I want to send an invoice. And if I attend your wedding and it's a lame wedding, I want to send you an invoice.
Yeah.
Because like, now I spent my whole evening. I booked a flight here.
And all I got was biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. You got takeout buffet style. And all you served was a Kirkland Signature Red Blend.
It was a 3-person band and they played the Cupid Shuffle twice.
Yeah.
You owe me money.
You owe me at least half of the flight. Half the airfare seems fine.
The flight there.
I think we need a little more of that system around here. Yeah. If you throw me a heck of a party, we should do gift giving post-wedding. Let me see what you provided me.
Like merit-based.
Right.
Like how well did you perform?
Oh, but because, you know, no one's giving you a gift out of the goodness of their heart for your wedding. It's something you have to do. All this
transactional.
So let me see the wedding. Okay, wow. Okay, get an 8-piece band. We got, I got waited on. We had a nice 4-course meal. Whew. I mean, we had an open bar. I got a cocktail. When I get home. Yeah.
You know what?
You're getting a veggie juice.
They're getting the Ninja Blender.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
KitchenAid stand mixer. Whoa, that was special. Or yeah, if I show up, it's a dry wedding. Your cousin sang, not a note on key, and then you left at 9, and we all had to Uber back 45 minutes back into town because we're out in the middle of nowhere. Invoice.
$65 for my time.
Time. The Uber.
A waste of a Friday.
Yep. Something to be said for that.
So you're triggered for those people who didn't show up.
I'm triggered all those things. I'm triggered... Because we had no shows at our wedding. It's shocking, really, because it's like you're great friends. And I had a couple examples of, not like my best friends were like, yeah, looking forward to it. It's never showed up, never said a word about anything. I'm like, I had to double check they were alive. I was like, yeah, they're alive.
You're on your honeymoon texting them. Yeah,
they're alive. Okay? They're just jerks.
Oh, they're alive.
We learned.
Barely.
Barely. their social awareness isn't, but they are. Triggered. That's my first trigger.
I think I only have one, but I just remembered that I had a terrible waitress in Hawaii, which, you know, waitresses are, you know, working hard.
She wouldn't laugh at the jokes.
She did not like the cacao nibs joke. What is with these people?
Bad service. Was it one of the acai bowls places?
No, this is a restaurant, some sort of tiki lounge in Maui. And It was actually the opposite.
Man, how much fruit did you have down there?
I am pooping like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the vitamins in you right now are...
Yeah.
You basically got a vaccine.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I got, yeah.
Acai and guava.
Yeah, I got the immune system. Guava and guava. It's just one shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take it every day. Yeah. I actually pooped out a Flintstone vitamin. Like it re-engineered itself inside of me.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I remember those.
Oh, holy cow. Well, I did it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've come full circle.
No, but this waitress was just like, I don't remember a lot of the specifics. Just like from the get-go, just like, strange, weird, no social cues. How do you still have this job as a waitress? Mm-hmm. Kind of off. We were waiting for our food for a very, very long time. She finally like addresses it. You know, usually like it's typical like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like your food will be out just a little bit. I talked to the cook or whatever. Even if that's not true, just make me feel like you understand that it's been a while. Mm-hmm. She finally comes out. It's been like an hour, 15 minutes since we ordered. Comes out. Hey guys, your food will be out at some point. Walks away. That was
well,
verbatim.
We knew that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this
guys,
is still
just want to let you know, the food, at some point in time, we're going to provide it to you. I've never eaten the food here.
I have no idea what the food is.
I don't know what it's like. I mean, I'm working here. My whole job is just to walk around and tell people the food is coming. So I'm very busy. I've got to go.
The general manager pays me to just remind everyone that this is a functioning business.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're still open.
Yeah. You're not at the mall. You're not at the mall. You got a restaurant.
This restaurant.
You're at a restaurant.
There's like napkins and forks and eventually plates.
I forgot. Okay.
Do you need more water? Okay. All right, I'll go get someone to do that.
Someone will do that. So, well, you'll get more water eventually when that ice melts. So be patient.
Speaking of ice melting, Hawaii is going underwater.
Yeah.
The polar ice caps
are all going under.
No, but so she does that. We're already like, what in the world? Then the end of the meal comes by, and she's like, how are we doing the checks tonight, guys? And we're like, you know, five people in our 20s at that point. Mm-hmm. It's pre-birthday. Mm-hmm. And like, individual, if you could, please. And which I don't know why sometimes I feel bad asking that. Sometimes like waiters and waitresses make you feel bad for having to split up the check.
Are you sure? Yeah, they're like, I don't. That doesn't.
I'm planning on like giving you some money, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
It like, feels like this is the climax of your performance. I feel like if you just do it gladly, a lot of tips will come your way.
Exactly.
Ugh.
So yeah, it's like, individually if you can. And she goes, I'll probably just put them all on one. You guys are young, right? You can just Venmo each other. Like, wait, why'd you even ask
I mean,
them?
She's not wrong, but that was rude. Yeah, that was rude. I know. Some of these places, I like the ones like, yeah, all separate guys, that's fine. And I get it's more annoying to swipe five credit cards versus one, but it's like, I mean...
But like you said, this is the grand finale.
Yeah,
I'm about to decide.
Service. It's also annoying to give me five refills, but this is what we're here to do.
It's a big part of the job.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm thirsty.
Anyway, yeah, at the moment we were about to decide how much to tip, she was like, you know what? I'm just probably going to put them all in one. You guys will figure it out. And then I kind of put my foot down and I was like, we'd really like them to be individually, you know, if you can.
Yeah.
She goes, well, it'll be a minute. I got some things to do. That's how she left it. That's how she left the
my
performance.
My account's in the back. We're working on a couple things, but...
Yeah, I wrote that down because I didn't want to forget it. She said, it'll be a minute. I've got some things to do. And I think this might have been the first time in my life...
Are they waitress related? Or what? Are you going to take your car to the wash? What have you got to do?
It's things to do, yeah. My kid's at the nursery still, so I'm going to pick him up and then I'll split up your checks if that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, that is always triggering.
So that was it was special. Made the trip special.
There's nothing more annoying than a bad waiter. Nothing better in the world than a good waiter, though.
Oh, yeah. You're jiving together.
Right.
Yeah, they match your personality. Feels good.
Yeah, we did we went to a nice steakhouse, Vegas steakhouse with the boys. And they start, you know, there's like 15 of us. So we're kind of like, let's just order a bunch, you know, let's get some stuff out here. But I'm eyeing it. So they bring stuff out. I'm like, okay, who ordered that? I'm like, yeah. Did someone order that?
Yeah.
Okay, we had two things. I was like, sir, we didn't order this or this. And I felt bad. Like, at a nice place. I feel like a cheapskate. I'm like, sir, we did not order that. He's like, okay, we'll get that. Took a while to get my cocktail. It took a while. I said, I feel like steaks, rarely do I get those right. I'm like, I'd like a medium. And it came out mooing. I mean, and yeah, I'm not going to be like, sir, take this back and throw it back in the roll. I just ate it. It was good still. But there's nothing. But I've gone to the rest dinner we had before. They did an excellent job waiting on us hand and foot. And it's just, what a joy.
What a joy. One of our last lunches in Hawaii, our last day, my buddy Jace, who was there, he ordered like some fish sandwich thing or whatever, and he came out and he just got a hamburger. Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac had already got like a couple bites into his hamburger. He's like, dude, just take the hamburger. Like, it's phenomenal. And Jason's like, all right, I'll just eat the hamburger. Eats the whole thing, agrees. Wow, that was phenomenal. I'm glad I ended up eating that. At the end of the meal, he decides to speak up to the waitress because he thinks there's a different price. He's like, hey, just FYI, I did order the fish, but I got the burger, which is fine. I love the burger, but I just want to make sure I'm not charged for like the fish sandwich. And, you know, that kind of made sense to me, whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know if I would have said it. So she's like, this waitress feels so bad. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, it's totally fine. I love the burger. She goes, and it is the same price. So it's like, oh, dude, you jerk. You just made this girl feel bad for nothing.
Yeah. It's the same price, but I'll never be the same. Should have brought him the fish. Oh, man, that's great. We went to a Yard House. People sleep on Yard House. Let me get on my Yard House hike.
Get on it.
Not a typically a big chain. You know, Chili's is fun to go to semi-ironically from time to time. I still love Chili's.
Speak for yourself.
And Applebee's. But Yard House kind of slaps.
You like Yard House.
It kind of hits different. Because sometimes you need a beer in a yard glass. It's very skinny, so it's deceiving. It's not that much beer, but it is visually hilarious.
Fun.
And someone got brought, like, instead of the, you know, something very different. Instead of fish, instead of burger, like, yeah, I'll just eat this. And shout out to those people, making waiter shops a little easier. I spend a lot of time deciding exactly what I want.
So you're going to get what you want.
Let's get it.
I mean, the principle makes a lot of sense. If you order, you know, well, anything.
Yeah.
You should get what you want.
No, it sucks when you order... When they bring you the wrong thing, let's say you're like, hey, we ordered the nachos, not the chips and queso. And that brought you chips and queso. And you go, oh, we actually didn't get that. We ordered the fries. You go, no problem. And they take it away.
Just leave it. Come on.
I still want that.
Come on.
Oh, those are the worst. And they know. They're like, well, they shouldn't get to enjoy it. You know, they just go back there and throw it away.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it would have been sick to double down.
To get chips and queso and the nachos.
Ah.
That
always hurts.
So during that same lunch where Jace got the wrong thing, he's telling us, he's like, should I say something? You know, they ordered the wrong thing. And he's like, I think I'm going to say something. And this is right before Isaac spoke up and was like, you should just get the burger. Well, the girls are like, they catch on to this. Like, hey, if you're going to say something, they're about to take his food away. Everyone eat his fries. And so they start eating Jace's fries. And then he decides to not say something.
Do you go to a trip with homeless people? I got to take three fries.
They were very hungry women.
Yeah.
They'd only eat an acai the whole time because of me. Yeah. So these girls eat half of Jace's fries. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. And he just has six fries to eat.
Did you guys Venmo me for the fries?
Yeah.
We can split that up in the bill. You do all separate bills, but
a third of the fries go to these.
The side of fries was split by four people. You had 60% of them. You had 30. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's the girls great. Really thought they were being savvy. Like, oh, they're about to take the plate away, so let's hurry and get these fries. Yeah. Jace is like, well, this is great. I have no fries now.
Okay, triggered. Another big trigger is just socially clueless strangers. I'm sure we've all encountered this. We're all at the pool, group of buddies, you know, just 12, 28-year-old dudes. And we're in the pool, in our corner of the pool. Waltzes over probably some 40-something-year-old lady. She waltzes into a group of 12, 28-year-olds.
Okay.
What do we have here? She's like, let me hear. What's the story? How do we know each other? And immediately it's just a weird first impression. We're all kind of like, oh, man.
We were having a good time.
So a couple guys are going to be nice to her. A couple are, you know, we're like, okay. A few minutes go by. She's still going. 5 minutes, 10 minutes go by. She's still...
just loving it. Just chatting it up.
So, okay, I need it. Okay, what's everyone... where's everyone from? She starts pointing.
You go.
If you guys are... And the guys start messing with her. Some guy was like, you know, making stuff up. She keeps going. And now we're starting to kind of be like, all right, like when is she... How long is she going to...
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, where did everyone go to college?
All right.
Let me hear...
Let's do colleges now. All right, majors next.
So, you know, people are just mess with this point. One guy goes, Pepperdine, yeah. The guy was like, I'm really rich. And she's like, oh, wow, oh. And she's just clueless that we're messing with her.
Yeah.
Some guy... Half of our guys slowly get out of the pool. They're like, I'm so done with this role. I'm just going to get out of the pool. So she's... At this point, like, 8 out of 12 of us have left the pool. And she's just talking to the four remaining guys. And I was like, this confident... I need some of this confidence. This is what I was saying. Like, picture me in like 10 years. I'm 38. I'm on a trip with some you know, all of us old couples. And there's a bachelorette over there. I swim over. I'm like,
over to bachelorette party.
Ladies, I need to know the details. Where'd you guys meet? They're probably like, who is this guy?
And then so all she of goes, them leave the pool.
She finally, I'm like, it's getting to the point where someone's going to need to say something. Finally, she goes off. We're like, all right.
All right.
We're hanging. Maybe 30 minutes goes by. She comes swimming back with a friend this time. She's like, guys, you won't believe this. She went to Pepperdine. You. She went to Pepperdine.
Go Waves. Am I right?
Yeah. And then we're like, what? And
let's talk dorm rooms.
Which one is going? Have? Starts going. And you could tell, I mean, she's going to be here for another 30, 45 minutes. I go, ma'am, we haven't seen each other in a while. We'd really love to just kind of spend some time to ourselves.
You spoke up.
She goes, oh, no problem. There's a one point in the first counter. She goes, she got a vibe. She's like, by the way, guys, if you want me to just, you know, screw off, just tell me. I'll leave, you know? And no one was like, had the guts to be like,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll take you up on that. So finally, I felt like I said it kindly and she took it real. She's like, oh, totally get it. And then we watched her just like make the rounds for the next several hours to every guy at the pool, basically. So I think she saw a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know what she saw, but she's like, eight of them got out of the pool, but there's still four here.
Not bad. Still got some odds.
So that was interesting.
I'm not surprised at all that you were the one that spoke up. That's good. Every friend group needs one.
Yeah, it's the default. I think that was the default. Like, the final straw was, well, I didn't want people to flip and start getting mean. She goes to my buddy next to me and she goes, okay, but wait, where did you go to school? And he just goes, I'm not interested.
I don't want to talk.
I feel like this is going to get weird. I was like, ma'am, do you mind?
We just want to talk to each other.
It's weird. It's amazing. That's like the one time ever that's happened to me, and like girls deal with that on like a daily basis.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to work up the courage to say, sir, I'm not interested in this conversation. That'd be brutal.
That's so funny. It's not as like necessarily strange as that, but it was kind of funny. We had a guy approach us. We got to like the end of this like walkway kind of thing we were doing. We were just like admiring the beach, and you had just some older guy just comes up and just starts talking to us out of nowhere. Just like, I'd mask up if I were you guys. And just immediately.
Yeah, Marty, like, what are you about to do to us, sir?
Yeah, I just like, I don't know why. I was just like, you're not wearing a mask? Just immediately what I said to him, because he wasn't. I was like, this makes no sense. And he's like, well, it's because I've been here a while. I'm not worried for your guys' sake. I'm worried, or what did he say? He was worried about the local Hawaiian people giving me COVID.
He's been on the earth for a while?
I don't know.
Hawaii?
I don't know. He was smoking a cigarette, worried about my health. So it didn't make any sense.
Ripping a cigarette?
Yeah.
Where's your kid's mask? You know there's a respiratory illness going around the world.
I tell you, it doesn't hurt to take a few steps to be healthy these days.
Dude, I know what I mean? I sassed a worker at the casino a little bit. This triggered me, man. When I was being a really good boy, wearing my mask. Hey, you tell me to put the mask on, I'll be a good boy. Had it on, fully on. And this guy was making the rounds up and down to us. We all my buddies, we had it on. I looked. I was like, this was a moment. We all had it on.
We're doing great.
And this guy was making the rounds while it wasn't covering his nose, being like, guys, we just really got to make sure the mask stay on.
The nerve.
And we all just kind of look at, like, are we getting, like, punked right now? I was like, yours, mine's on. Yours isn't. He goes, no, it's because I'm talking. I'm like, that's precisely what it's supposed to be on. That's the whole, that's what they say. What's happening? He's like, sir, I was told to tell you, and I just dropped it. I was like, okay, it's on, it'll stay on.
Dude, I love this. Everything you keep saying, I'm like, this happened to me too.
Yeah.
Last night, Southwest Airlines, like the flight's already been delayed an hour and a half. I'm on the flight, and this guy like taps me on the shoulder, flight attendant. He's like, sir, just want to make sure that mask is almost about to slip off your nose. And I was like, but it's covering my nose.
It's hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. He sort of said that. He tapped me on the shoulder and told me my mask, he thinks, is about to slip off my nose. And I was like, I'm good though, right?
It's fixing to come off that nose.
He's like, you might want to tighten it up, or it's probably going to fall off at some point this flight. I go, but I'm good now though, right? And he goes, I'd really like you to tighten it. And then I kind of backed out at that point. I was like, we're not getting anywhere with this. Yeah. Like, all right. And then we gave him a thumbs up.
He's like, by the way, I'm a pilot, but I've never flown a plane. Just make sure you tighten that up. Yeah, triggered. That is kind of... I was telling y'all, I got the list of like all of the venues for the shows rest of this year. Like the requirements is just hilarious because it's like five, you know, it's like, do you need a vaccine? Do you need a test? Do you have to wear a mask? Are the masks encouraged? Are masks not even encouraged? Do we have to wear them as the talent?
While on stage.
not while on stage. That would be funny if like you got to wear it while performing. I was like, this will be interesting.
You have to wear a mask somewhere. We're not gonna check where, but have it on. Have it snug somewhere.
Yeah, it's gonna be almost ready to come on. But I loved, out of the whole list, all of them have some level of like masks or like at least encouraged or
show vaccination something.
And the only one, Birmingham, Alabama, across the board, it just said no test, mask, the category for mask. No.
Don't even.
We won't let you in here if you bring one.
Don't even have them in your car.
We'll search your person.
Leave them at home.
We'll see. Oh, there's your 9mm. That's fine. Is that a hospital mask?
Now, how many millimeters are in your face mask?
Get out of here. Yeah.
Birmingham.
I thought that was funny.
That is hilarious. That's going to be so fun. Yeah. Don't you dare. Mm-hmm. If I may go back to the 6-year-old Hawaiian health freak. If we can go back to that conversation.
Been here a long time.
Yeah, been here a long time. He starts telling me that just all this useless information that I did not ask him. Just like one of those old man conversations where like, I didn't ask for any of this.
Right.
I'm eating sour gummy worms in Hawaii. You think I care about anything you have to say? And he tells me, he's like, you know, there's certain parts of the year where you can actually watch whales here. And I got nervous to even respond to that because I thought maybe it could be like a dolphin chase thing. Like, no, you don't watch the whales. The whales watch you.
The whales watch you.
How could you think that's what I said?
Whale watching. Yeah. Whale watching you, boy.
Why would you think that?
So am I. That's so funny.
Yeah, so I didn't say anything just in case I had the words wrong.
And just to clarify, who's watching who? What are you asking? You watch the whales, you crazy person.
Okay, I just didn't know. A guy pulled a knife on me yesterday for thinking I could chase the dolphins. So, but he goes, there's certain times of the year where you can do whale watching. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, there's a trick to remember it. There's a trick to remember. This is, I kid you not, this is what he said. There's a trick to remember when you can watch the whales around this year. Like, the months all kind of end the same. I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget. He goes, it's like September, January, July, May. I want to say it's those 4 months.
You gotta listen to the way it ends. It's very subtle. What's the January, February distinction? January, February.
Like,
oh.
When he started, I was like, September, October, November or something. And I kid you not, he went January, May, July. And he's like, there's an easy trick. This way you don't forget.
Yeah.
Little mnemonic device I've been working on.
In a weird way, sir, I'll never forget that.
So you September, January, May.
May. July. And
May reminds me, may I please see you mask up, please? Yeah,
mask up.
Protect yourself. Mm-hmm. The whales need to watch you.
The whales are watching.
It's a great old man experience.
Looked you in the eyes.
Yeah.
That's perfect, man. I went to a coffee shop yesterday and came across a total crackhead, but a really kind one.
Kind crackhead.
Yeah. I was like, I walked by him and I was like, that guy needs help. But at the same time, I was like, he's nicer than I've ever been.
Maybe just have him over.
What a nice issue to like do a bunch of crack and just be the kindest soul. Because I walked by, I was walking up and, I was kind of, stealing myself because this guy is just out of his mind and he's moving. And I kind of, as I get closer, he's like, he has like a city traffic cone in his hand. He's like, Where does this go? I don't even. And I was like, oh, it probably goes right over this. And he puts it over like this kind of whole hazardy like part. He's like, gotta make sure the community's safe. And he walks around. He's like, hey, he's like, you know what I mean, sir? I mean, the city does a great job protecting us, but I'm just out here doing the best I can. And he was saying this, and I was kind of ignoring him, but I was like, he's being really nice. He was like, sir, well, what are you, great weather having, huh? And I kind of ignore him. He goes, well, God bless you, sir. Have a great day. And it's been so nice of you. Have a great day too, man. I hope it's a good one. He's like, I want to pray for you. As I keep walking, he's like, Heavenly Father, we pray for you, God. And I was like, what is he on, dude?
This guy loves the Lord and traffic cones.
Yeah. And I just kept going. And I was like, And then I was in the coffee shop and I watched him out the window. So he like started walking up closer to it and he's just walking around. But he's just like
windexing the windows. Like, can't be too careful. Saw a couple birds flying this yesterday.
Some lady dropped her coffee and he just handed her $5. Like, you're handing her money? This homeless guy's great.
I might get some crack.
You come to our Bible study sometime.
I might get some from him.
Maybe. I've never done it.
But he's
changing my mind.
If I just have an ounce of what he's having.
He is.
More efficient. Care about my community.
Oh, yeah.
Praying for
sir, training. What is it about you? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit and Black Tar Heroin. If I'm being completely honest. When I come down, it is not pretty. But when I'm on, I am a servant of the Lord.
I know every pothole in this city.
Yeah.
When I'm on.
Yeah. Black tar, I fill them up.
I fill them up. Asphalt.
Fill up the holes and my veins.
I am the black tar.
Yeah.
And the heroin fills me up too.
He was awesome. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh, dude.
This just really considerate crackhead.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like the other, because this coffee shop I like to go to is by this kind of like sketchy gas station where they're all hanging out there. I don't know why. And yeah, and I've just only been like harassed by them. Or like one guy was just like, yo, man, I'm not allowed in this gas station. Will you buy me some? I was like, I'm sorry, man, I can't do that. He just goes, F you. And I was like, and then I was like so scared. I went to the coffee shop and I saw him like looking at me through the windows. I was like, I died today. And so I don't know. Hopefully I've got, maybe there's some different dose going around, but that guy was awesome.
Yeah. Or you just look at him like, what kind of COVID variant is this?
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah. Is this the gamma?
Yeah. What?
Because
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever anti-vaccine I need to get.
I know. I hate
to have a little bit of this.
I always thought about how like all the most delicious foods are bad for you. All the side effects of things are bad. What if they're like, new Delta variant coming out? Bizarre new study finds that 86% of people who catch gamma variant going around praying for people and telling them to have a beautiful day.
And can dunk a basketball?
Yeah. We're not really sure what to make of this. Old guys who smoke cigarettes are easiest to get it.
So mask up.
September, January, May.
May.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we make a food that's good for you and tastes good? Can we not make some sort of sugar molecule?
Like, when you really sit down and think about it, isn't that strange? That's the order of things. If it, like,
it's pretty simple.
I've come across a lot of people, and I've learned this the hard way, where like people are like, look, I made this healthy recipe, but it tastes delicious. It's not healthy.
Sugar and butter are probably involved.
It's not. It if it tastes really good, to some level, it's not good for you. That's true. You ever just had raw broccoli?
No.
It's not a very good thing. Have you ever had delicious broccoli?
I've had delicious like broccoli, delicious like delicious Brussels sprouts, because it's covered in butter and salt.
Covered in oily, fatty, whatever, and salt and what other flavor. That's it.
I think that.
And it's strange that that's what it has to be. Like we can't even, I never forget when people started telling me, which is I guess probably true, like I was trying to start eating healthy and guys like, I was like, yeah, man, I'm just killing the fruit. You know, fruit's good for you. And they're like, I mean, you eat too many bananas, it's actually bad for you. I was like, all right, shut up.
If I'm going to be shamed for eating fruit around you, please go hang out with someone else.
Or when I learned that Jamba Juice, like a mango a go-go at Jamba Juice probably isn't like a staple of a healthy diet.
What?
it was like 32 ounces of orange juice, basically. I'm like, this will help me get abs.
Like that is any day now.
900 calories. And I got a backwards. Nuts are have a bunch of calories in them.
Well, peanuts taste really good, so that makes sense.
But I was like, I thought I was like, I'm being really healthy. I'm gonna eat a bunch of almonds now, and I was gaining weight. It's like, oh, I'm eating 1,200 calories of almonds as a snack. It's just annoying.
I think when I tell people I like salmon, they're like, oh, good for you. I'm like, well, I don't know if you're seeing the salmon that I'm eating.
Yeah,
because it tastes like steak somehow.
It has been submerged in butter for a long time.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a different kind of salmon in Hawaii. I had poke, a poke bowl for the first time, which is...
Did you like it?
What do you think?
No.
Of course not.
Because I've had several on the road and you just won't even touch it. I was hoping you'd be like, they're awesome. I was like, I tried to tell you.
No.
Raw fish isn't your game.
We had a dietitian with us on the trip. So like, I'm sure most of the time it was just killing her inside watching the things I was eating.
Dietitians are the worst.
Yeah.
They're just so, yeah. Because, wasn't she, which she just like wouldn't eat normal stuff?
No, she was pretty great. But she was like, I do want to eat at this poke place one day. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And I think the rest of us were all like, we're not going to like this. But like, if that's what you want to eat, of course.
None of you were had poke before?
I think.
Well, it's like
deconstructed sushi.
Chipotle.
Mm.
Were you just, give me some of that? Oh, it's fire. If you get a good one, I'm sure it was great there.
I enjoyed the brown rice.
You just pour a bunch of like spicy mayo on like rice and cucumbers.
Okay. Maybe I should pour the spicy mayo. I was also driving while trying to eat slippery fish and I don't know. Maybe that.
Right.
No, I don't think.
What kind of fish? Tuna?
Salmon.
Raw salmon?
Oh, wait, that was the other thing. I said, what kind of pokey do you want? Or whatever. And I said, I'll take the salmon bowl. She's like, okay. And then she scoops out of this like bowl that I didn't even see to the side. I was like, oh, can I actually get the garlic pepper salmon? Something that like sounded kind of good. She just goes, no. And just kept scooping what she had. So I was like, all right, that's the Hawaiian way, I guess.
Yeah, the Hawaiian way.
Can't get the garlic pepper.
Yeah.
Just one word, no.
She just grabs the knife.
I don't.
As if another.
Yeah, no. You, the salmon needs you. All right, that's how pokey works. I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, can I get you get the garlic pepper? No. All right. Oh. Sorry.
So what?
Yeah. Sorry, I asked.
I know.
I got some other.
Figure that out on the tour, man. Because we're gonna eat. I want to eat some good restaurants.
We'll figure it out.
You can just postmate to the restaurant.
Oh, there's anything more rude than that? I hate.
You're like a nice dinner. Like, by the way, if someone goes to the front door looking for Jake, that is my burrito. If you could bring it back to the table, the four top back here. Did you just eat acai and In-N-Out or something? Or would you?
We would stop at a lot of like food truck spots, like for lunch, typically, where there's like five or six options for people. And mm-hmm. I'd get some form of like a chicken sandwich most days. And dinner, we'd usually go out to some restaurant together and everyone had options. It was great.
That's fun.
But yeah, acai about 10 a.m. every morning and then about 10:30. Like, all right, I'm ready for lunch, I think.
Yeah.
Let's do this. It's good. It's good. I have something real quick I want to bring up.
Let's run it out.
From my DMs. I think we're all kind of familiar, maybe not all of us, but there's an entire subreddit dedicated, I think it's called like Oops Didn't Mean To or something like that. But I'm sure we've all seen a screenshot or a meme at some point. Like typically it's like some guy says something just super crass or inappropriate or ask for nudes or something and then like is quick to follow up once rejected, like, oh, that was my bro. Or like, oh, my finger slipped. Or
whoa.
I do the weirdest things when I'm like asleep. Like I sleepwalk or whatever.
Yeah. So sleep texting. That was my dog.
I didn't mean to ask for that. It's pretty common, I think, in like the college fraternity era of life to do that. Well, this happened to me from.
Happy birthday.
Wait.
Whoa.
I didn't mean that. No.
Yeah. It's a psych.
This happened on Instagram yesterday. Just by the profile picture, how old do you think this woman is?
Patty with an I. You love that. She is 55.
Yeah, I'd say 50s or 60s, probably. Older woman, size of my DMs. She sends me an image that I can't see. You click on it.
Oh, thank God. I don't know what story you're setting up. I was like, what are you about to... I'm a married man. That's a lovely DM of a woman that is not that woman.
It looks like she probably just sent me a candid photo of her daughter.
Cute selfie, daughter.
And then an hour later, oops, sorry, wrong person. Patty, I don't think your thumbs work that way. I don't think you just, oh,
click
wait.
Profile, click profile. That was like my
is
favorite.
Is this my daughter back candidly smiling?
Yeah, back before you could mute and I would just unfollow people I knew and they'd be like, did you unfollow me? I'm like, did I?
Hold on.
I didn't know. Huh. And you could tell, like, I'm not really sure I believe it. And it's like, this is crazy you're even maybe going to believe it. You think I went, like, your profile, unfollow. Are you sure? Yes. Oops.
Whoa, my phone. My phone's so slippery.
Jake's profile. Send DM. Click photo. Select photo. Click send. Back out. Go back in. What have I done?
Oop. Wait, hold on.
Oops.
That's my single daughter. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
I'm so silly these days.
So silly. I do that all the time.
So, felt good to be on the receiving end of it.
Yeah. Speaking of meeting fans and stuff, I was out and about and met some fans who were in town visiting, I don't know, for fun or family or something, from Michigan. They said, holy, this is so crazy. We're big fans. We already got tickets to the Royal Oak show in Michigan. Let's go.
It's huge. Cool.
Last show of the year. Pumped for that. So
mid-December.
It's good to always meet people. Get your tickets. TreyKinney.com/tour. Jake's opening up.
Yeah.
Show's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. We just finalized some of the merch for the tour. It's going to be fire. And appreciate y'all who do come to the tour because I know depending where you are, you're going to have to get a test, show a vaccine, wear a mask, whatever. We're all doing the same crap. So appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for buying your tickets and coming out in advance.
It's going to be a good time. So, get your tickets. Talk to you next week. Peace. Later. Direct opinions. Direct opinions.